Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this excerpt, Heidi and Roxy Lee talk about when the Viking ship Valhalla first came to town and how it quickly disappeared.
And I remember my husband Harold was skipper of the Viking ship, and he made his own helmet, and it was a big square helmet for being a square hit.
Now, the acquiring of the Valhalla, that whole era, they decided they saw this boat in the New York Bicentennial Parade or something like that?
Well, by this time, and this was 1978, we had quite a big committee, and we'd meet weekly at the bank, and somebody came there that day of the meeting with a paper from a boat brokerage place back east, and they said, look at this, there's a Viking ship for sale. Is it back in New Jersey, something like that? And it would cost us $10,000. Well, we should have that, don't you think? Oh, yeah, we need a new Viking ship, because the one we had was just an odd little wooden boat. Anyhow, we got the loan with the bank and had this ship sent across the country, and they shipped it up here. And I'll never forget going out to Alaska Marine Lines and looking at the barge, and way on top of one of those vans was this tiny little Viking ship sitting there. Wow. That's what we're getting into, huh? Mm-hmm. But it was beautiful, beautifully made. Had a little engine.
Yeah, it says here in the paper, it says, vessel is powered with a four-cylinder Hercules, which could push the boat at about 8 knots. But the boat also came with 16 oars. 8 oarsmen sat at their own sea chests, built to hold life jackets and rations.
Well, it was very exciting. And Harold Lee was the skipper. And he really worried about that ship. The first year that we had it, of all things, Harold called the house and said, guess what? The Viking ship is gone. No, it isn't gone. No, it must be a mistake. Well, it wasn't a mistake. Some marauders had seen to it, and they towed it away in the middle of the night, and they towed it to Wrangell.
I remember Dad was just in a state.
It was very difficult. So he snagged Palmer Thomason downtown and said, Palmer, will you go fly over to Wrangell with me? Because they found out it was over there. And I don't remember the clues for finding out where it went.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else will have to tell you that. So they flew over to Wrangell and putt. They brought it back to Petersburg the evening, Saturday evening of the festival.
I remember he said how sheepish he looked walking down, well, not sheepish, but just walking down the dock in Wrangell, and everybody kind of snickering.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were all in on the big joke.
Yeah.
And somebody told me years later, the plan was to put it on one of those lumber ships going to Japan. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that would have been the end of our ship.
The rivalry continues.
Yes.
Jeez.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.